Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika. We are back with our secret website. We're going to talk about one website that will going to help you make more money as a creative person, as an artist. So without further ado, let's dive into it. You can very well support me and my channel on the Patreon. You're going to get early access to my YouTube videos, keyword ideas, niche ideas, a lot more. The link is in the description box below. Without further ado, let's buy a website which I came across a few weeks back only, and I never ever heard it before. I was looking at some YouTube channel, I was watching the videos, and then I came across this website. I was like, wow, I never thought that this website or such type of stuff really exists. And I think that anyone, not just being a creative person, anyone can make money or can support their work or their creative work, whether it's a YouTube channel or whether it's an artwork, by this particular website. So without further ado, let's reveal the secret website and what it does look like. The website is throne.me. It's throne.me. This is the very new website I came across recently, and not many people are talking about that, so it would be new for you as well. So let's talk about what this website look like and how you can utilize to make more money. So when you're gonna land over to the homepage of throne.me, it's written over here, the commerce platform for creators, safely receive gifts from your fans without even revealing your address or getting a PO box. So it's kind of like a website where you can receive the gifts from your fans, your followers, your subscribers, your customers, without even revealing your address or without actually revealing your PO box. So 120K plus creators, 25 million plus in gifts per year, 4 million plus gifts have already been added. So these are your wish list. So there are the few steps that you could do to make money via that. The first step is that you need to add your gifts to your wish list. Now you would be thinking, what kind of gifts I'm gonna be adding? Probably if you are an artist, a creative person, a designer or a creator, a YouTuber, you're gonna add the gifts that is helping you to make that piece of artwork or that YouTube channel or that particular content that you're creating in the online space. It could be anything. For an artist, it could be the canvases, the colors, the paints and all that stuff. For a creator, it would be a camera, the props that you needed, all the stuff that you needed for your studio and everything. So you can add that particular, see what are the things that you need as a gift, what are the things that you need for creating that particular content or that art or that design, whether it's a Photoshop software or a mobile phone. Create a privacy first wish list with products from our partner brands or any other store. Share your list with your followers by adding it to your bio and telling your fans about your wish list. Now they do have the partner brands which they have been partnered with. And then the second step is that your fans buy the gifts. So after sharing your Throne link with your fans, they can visit your wish list and purchase gifts. Fans can leave a message and their name during checkout. With our integrations, you can show gifts on stream or tweet automatically for new gifts. So that's pretty interesting and amazing. The third step is, third and the last one is, I guess it's the last one, yeah. Next, Throne, that's a Throne ship gifts. Throne, whatever you call it, I don't know how to actually pronounce it, but that's why I'm calling it Throne. Throne ship gifts purchased by fans directly to your address. They also want to keep your addresses, your PO boxes private so that it's not there in front of your followers and subscribers, and you're gonna receive your gift. So what they do, you just have to actually select the gifts or the things that you want from your followers. It's actually making money indirectly. Like we make money and we receive the payout via the PayPal or Payoneer or Stripe or direct into the bank account. But here you're actually receiving the money from your followers, your subscribers, your customers in the form of the gifts, in the form of the items that you need for creating the content for your business or for XYZ things that you need for your stuff. So you're just gonna have the particular store that we're going to connect to your profile of the Throne, and you can share that link of your Throne with your customers, with your followers, your subscribers. They're gonna click on that. they're gonna pay that particular amount for that particular gift, and then when you see that someone has purchased that gift for you, you're gonna receive that particular item at your doorstep without actually showing your address to your customers and followers, maintaining the privacy, you making money, and you're receiving the money in the form of the gifts. See, this one is a great opportunity for a creator, for an artist, or someone who's creating online content, or someone who is actually providing some value to the people in the form of videos or posts, or no matter wherever you are, whatever social media platform or website or blog article you're doing, you can utilize this thing. It's very, very unique. Why creators love Throne? It's versus increased engagement. Obviously, the people nowadays support via the PayPal or Patreon or something like that. But when this thing, it comes into the place of actually getting the gift to your favorite creators or something like that, this one could be a great thing. So it increases engagement. Addresses are not being revealed. You are getting a gift suggestions, and it will likely going to increase the chances of you making money, and also your people or your fans supporting you. So that's also a great way. Interactive experiences, massive selection, then you have a powerful extension. About us, we are a US-based company built by creators for creators. 2023 saw the rise of the creator economy and people taking their success and finances into their own hands with tools like YouTube, Patreon, and Twitch. However, despite all the advances to support such creators, there were still some no effective ways for fans to gift items to their favorite creators in a safe and a privacy-friendly way. A little bit more personalized one, because you are getting the gifts based on what you need as a creator or as a business person, as an artist, for creating that particular content or artwork or for supporting your business or running your business. First of all, you need to sign up and verification. After signing up, our user team will verify your account. You can sign up with your regular email account, so you have to sign up and verify. Then you can create your wish list depending on what type of gifts item you want from your customer. Obviously, you need to ask only those gift items from your customer which is actually related to your content. Like if you're asking something random, it won't make any sense, right? For shipping address, then you can store the shipping address. Then you can add link to Twitch or YouTube or any other social media platform, and then you can support and get the money. For the fans, this is a little bit more interesting because the fans are actually paying the money for the gift. So visit creator's wish list, they're gonna pick an item, they're gonna enter a message, and then they're gonna purchase it. Now, looking forward to support your favorite creator, then they're gonna have it supported by the Stripe. So that's interesting. You just need to enter your card details and you can pay the whatever amount of money you wanna pay to support that creator. It all depends on you. Right? The thing I wanna clarify over here, you would be thinking, what if I don't want the gift from my supporter? I just want the direct money into my bank account. Well, they got you covered here as well. If you don't want the physical item to be delivered at your doorstep and you don't wanna give the address to the Throne, or you don't wanna give them the address even, despite no matter how good it's looking that they're gonna maintain your privacy, you just want that money into your bank account, still you can provide your bank details and you're gonna receive the direct money from your customer or from your fans, your followers, directly into your bank account. So I wanna cover some cost over here because that's really important for the PO box and post forwarding. If someone is actually purchasing a gift for you, your fans, you're gonna receive that particular product at your doorstep, but there are the some of the costs that have been included in that. So let's talk about that. Many PO box and post forwarding providers are pretty expensive if you're actually crossing the borders and international orders, right? So not only do you pay per forwarded item, you also often pay a monthly fee, right? So furthermore, most of the time you cannot afford this fee onto your fans, you will have to pay for it. At Throne.me, you do not pay anything if nothing gets bought for you. You have no monthly recurring or hidden costs, 5% card processing fee, and 7% service fee, which is tagged onto the price of the item, so you don't pay anything. So they are actually taking a fee from that particular price of the item itself, like 5% card processing fee and 7% service fee. Now, next thing I'm going to cover over here is about if you are actually receiving the direct money from your customer. Although the gifts are more likely to convert because people are more supportive for actually supporting you for the gifts, but if you are not interested in and not actually want to reveal your address and you don't want a gift at your doorstep, you probably want the money into your bank account. That's also the option they are having. But there are some costs that are included, so let's talk about that. Most sites charge between 10 to 20% for tipping. We simply take 3% card processing fee and 7% service fee, which is tagged onto the price of the item, so you don't pay anything. So they're taking actually 3% card processing fee and 7% service fee for that. So these are the most commonly asked questions while going and signing with this Throne. Now in these FAQs, it's mentioned like some of the countries, this particular option is not available. It's only available in some of the countries. Although they are adding the new countries upon request. So if it's not available in your country, then you can very well sign on to the platform and make a request for your own specific country. And they're gonna add that particular, they're gonna add your own country to the list. Another thing I want to cover over here is the digital goods. If you're thinking that what if I'm a designer and I want to have a Photoshop subscription as from my subscribers or my followers or my fans, you can very well go start with the digital goods as well if you don't want to receive the physical item. Obviously, the shipping charges will going to be outrule because since it's a digital product, you're going to immediately receive once the your fan actually purchase or something for you. But you need to keep few things in mind. Due to the nature of the digital goods, some of the digital goods won't work in this particular area because of the password protection or country specific or some or the other reasons. So they have clearly mentioned in their FAQ that some of the digital products were going to work on, some of them may not be working. So you need to actually see whether the digital goods that you want as a gift from your customer or your fans is actually available in this particular option or not, because they are not offering in all the digital goods that are available in the online space to be worked as a gift in the Throne. So you need to make sure that particular point over here. So they do have all three options, like the physical good, the digital goods, or directly receiving the money into your bank account. And depending on which route you choose, the payment processing fee, the service fee, and the cost of actually receiving that gift will going to vary. Whether you're receiving a gift, a digital good or physical good, or whether you're receiving a money, it will going to vary. So make sure you check their cost, their payment processing fee, their service fee before actually signing. Integrations with the Shopify, with the WooCommerce, that old platform is started back in the 2020 only. So it's still kind of like adding in more creators and actually developing more systems and available, making it available for more people in the more countries. And see you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.